The Pension Protection Act of 2006, which took effect in 2007, requires all tax-exempt organizations, including little ones, to file annual returns to the Internal Revenue Service. Excluded are churches or church-related organizations. Any organization that failed to play catch-up by not filing returns for the past 3 years, again, when the law went into effect, will have to pay income tax. Plus, their donors will be excluded from enjoying any tax deductions. And this upsets Carol Sturgis, executive director of the Ozarks AIDS Resource and Services Center in Berryville.
Ozarks AIDS Resources and Services, known locally as ORS. ORS was started about 19 years ago in Carroll County so that we could meet the needs of the individuals who were HIV positive or had been diagnosed with AIDS. We provide a clinic for the people in our area that is free. We provide as much of the medication and all of their laboratory work at no charge.
Dr. Charles Horton donates his time to ORS, as does Carol Sturgis. And until she was queried for an interview for this story, she had no idea her organization was at risk.
I didn't know anything about this IRS ruling. Several years ago, we received a letter from the Arkansas Attorney General stating that because we bring in as income less than a certain amount, which I believe was $25,000 a year, that we would not have to file the appropriate tax and paperwork.
As Carol Sturgis points out, for years, small nonprofits were not required to file returns if they had receipts of less than $25,000. And now the IRS wants to keep better track of the nonprofit sector. Nationwide, 345,000 small nonprofits are listed as being out of compliance, 3,000 in Arkansas. Of those, 300 operate in Northwest Arkansas. Included are groups like the Kings River Watershed Partnership, also in Berryville, the Eureka Theater Company, the Kingston Row Fire Department, the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center, and the Washington County Crippled Children's Society, which, as indicated by its anachronistic title, is likely dissolved. And that's the point. The IRS seeks to purge hundreds of thousands of what they call zombie nonprofits from their roles. In Arkansas, all nonprofits must register with the Attorney General's office. Jim DePriest is Deputy Attorney General.
As a rider to the Pension Protection Act of 2006, the IRS is engaging in a cleanup of what are defunct or no longer active charitable organizations. So in 2006, a notice was sent out to each of these organizations asking them simply to notify the IRS, to tell the IRS that they are still active and still in existence. If these organizations don't file anything with the IRS and have not in the last 3 years since the passage of the act, then they will lose their official IRS nonprofit status by October 15th. In other words, the deadline for filing with the IRS to inform the IRS that the organization is still active is now October 15th, having been extended from May 15th. The form is a very easy one to fill out. It's online. In fact, online is the only way you can fill it out. And all the organization needs to do is go online, fill out the form, and inform the IRS that they are still in existence, and inform the IRS that they raise less than $25,000 a year. If they tell the IRS that they raise more than $25,000 a year, then the IRS will additionally ask them to fill out the 990EZ form, which is reporting on that income. Again, this is not a difficult or time-consuming endeavor for any of these organizations. The issue for the organizations is if they fail to take this simple and easy step to confirm with the IRS that they are still active, if they fail to do that by October 15th, they will lose their nonprofit status, and then they will be in a position to have to reapply, which tends to be a more complex and expensive proposition.
DePriest says the IRS has become more circumspect about conveying nonprofit and tax-exempt status privileges.
Because it's more complex, more costly for the organization. And, of course, these are organizations which exist for charitable purposes, and, you know, it's best that they preserve as many of their assets as possible for those charitable purposes. They don't want to have to expend them simply to get IRS nonprofit and tax-exempt status. So it's a good thing that the IRS is being more careful with whom they grant, to whom they grant tax-exempt status. But these organizations need to be mindful of the fact that the process is more expensive and more complex than it used to be.
And this year, the IRS raised its tax-exempt application fee for groups with annual gross receipts of less than $10,000. It'll cost $400, $850 for those making above that, plus legal fees and copying costs. And in a recession, with charitable giving down in some cases by 30%, the last thing nonprofits ought to be doing is having to reapply for nonprofit tax exemption.
I'm Judy Casey. I'm the director of the Rogers Public Library.
The Rogers Library Endowment Fund is on the IRS delinquent list, but Judy Casey says she settled the matter.
So when we found out that we had not got our filing in and that there was a problem, we immediately called the IRS and asked questions on exactly how we needed to go through it. And we actually have more than one nonprofit affiliated with the library. We have a friends group who's nonprofit, and we also have a foundation that's nonprofit.
The State Library Association alerted all its membership about the new IRS regulation. And although the IRS said it conducted extensive outreach to let nonprofits know about the new legal requirement, thousands are likely in limbo. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.